Welcome back. You are listening to Motivational Carer Talks, just a little new project that I've been slowly building up to share with other carers who care for someone with mental illness. Because when you have been caring for so many years, I think it's about time to help other carers rather than try and compete with them for resources. My name is Matthew McKenzie, and my audios seek to help unpaid carers find some form of hope in their role. As usual, the audio comes in two sections, the first being more educational about a given topic, and the second being more therapeutic and aimed at carers listening. Of course, the carer can listen to both sections of the audio anyway. So anyway, onto it. What is the subject that I want to speak about today? And just before I forget, just a big thank you to the Good Grief Trust for following on Twitter. Basically, the Good Grief Trust exists to help all those suffering grief in the UK and aim to find the bereaved through acknowledging their grief and provide reassurance, hence a virtual hand of friendship and ongoing support. And you can check out their site on www.thegoodgrieftrust.org. Plus, feel free to listen to my previous audio on dealing with grief, something that affects all unpaid carers. However, I now want to talk about something that usually does affect all carers in some way, and that is isolation. What is isolation and why do carers go for it? Basically, I feel isolation, is a lack of contact with people and can be termed, let's say, in different forms of isolation. I think one of the most prevalent one is social isolation, which is basically being cut off from, let's say, someone's normal social networks. And it's usually triggered by actually trying to care for someone with chronic illness. Now, I feel as humans, we're hardwired. We're sort of designed to be connected with others. So you could say that we're social animals, if you will. I think as usual, not all carers experience loneliness and isolation as other carers may do, since it can depend on the circumstances, usually depending on, let's say, how unwell the cared for is at that moment in time. To clear things up, if someone is very unwell, if they're chronically unwell, then obviously the carer will be at that premise, at that home, wherever the cared for is, trying to care for them, especially if there's little support coming from the mental health or general health system. As with other carers, as you know, mental illness is something that I would say can be chronic at one moment, and then the next moment there is some form of recovery. It really depends on the illness. Going back to loneliness and isolation, specifically isolation, one thing that can definitely affect carers in resulting them to being more lonely and isolated is that perhaps friends and family tend not to want to deal with the depressing issue or the caring issue. And so the main carer, be it within that family, will tend to step in to provide that much needed support. Plus, as an added challenge, loneliness is not usually the same as isolation. Although isolation can lead to loneliness, since you can be lonely in a crowd. Many carers who are also down and depressed about their situation, even if they do manage to get out to be with others, they are often preoccupied, worrying about the cared for, which is why sometimes respite for carers is not always respite, but then it's better than nothing. Unfortunately, prolonged isolation or prolonged social isolation can be detrimental or a bad thing to isolated carers, who unfortunately can end up developing health problems. It could be high blood pressure, could be linked to developing or becoming more vulnerable to infection or illness, and even likely developed mental health issues. And these issues can have a double impact on the cared for as well, who desperately need the support from the carer. Now, I want to try and do something sort of different on the audio. I want to quote some research, or I don't know if it's research, but what others in the field of advocating for carers, be it specific organization, charity, or even person, you know, what they have said in regards to isolation or loneliness in the UK in regards to carers. And I've taken a look around as usual. I took one type of view from Carers UK, basically a national charity fighting for unpaid carers to be heard. Now, basically what Carers UK say on this subject is, it has been stated that eight in 10 carers describe themselves as lonely or even isolated. Taken off Carers UK website, I think isolation, what they feel is isolation, as mentioned before, can be linked to poorer mental and physical health. And it's not only that Carers UK say this, I believe also Age UK, which advocates and helps and support older age people, also feel that those who are caring for someone do need regular breaks to at least lessen the chance of isolation. So who is responsible or has taken the task or should be given the task to helping carers deal with isolation? Now, over in the UK, we have what we call local authority health and wellbeing boards, which usually is a group of or forum of senior health and care officials. And they are responsible for at least creating a strategic plan to improve physical, mental and emotional health of the local community. As I say, as a carer, it is good to ask at a carer forum on how health and wellbeing boards from the local authority are tackling carer loneliness in the community. Hence, is it even on the health and wellbeing board's agenda? Or is loneliness too much of a burden to deal with? Also in the UK, we also believe, and this is probably just starting up, I think, but as of this audio, but we now have doctors dealing with a new term called social prescribing, where doctors refer patients or even carers to non-clinical services, which are often run by charities, with the aim of helping them take greater control of their own health, especially if the carer becomes a patient due to being run down from isolation or developing ill mental or physical health. Now, it is said, and I believe this is from NHS England, that there'll be, let's say, I think 1,000 new social prescribing link workers in place by 2020 to 2021. So it is believed that at least around about thousands, I think 100,000 of people will be referred to social prescribing by 2023-2024. So, you know, I'm quite interested to see how the prescribing link workers will do their role. This is quite a new sort of way of tackling isolation and loneliness and avoiding medicating people for such things. So, okay, how can we deal? How can carers deal with isolation? How can carers lessen the impact of being isolated and being lonely? And another observation which I've taken from another national carers charity, that being Carers Trust, which recommend a number of things. One is being able to use a carers center, where the national charity states that carers should try and get in touch with their local carers center and see if they run a carers service to help carers find support where they live. In regards to many carers centers run a lot of carer groups, care support groups, ones that I'm going to be starting in the new year in 2020, and have at least, let's say, a chance to meet other people in a similar situation. Hence, why am I doing these audios? Obviously, these audios are going to be supporting the carer-led or peer-led support groups, where veteran carers like myself seek to help other carers in their role. And if a support group, if a peer-led support group isn't actually run at your local carer center, think of starting one up. Think of volunteering and starting one up. Now, so why do I feel that is noticing isolation is so important for carers? Why am I taking the time to talk about this in my audio? And, for carers to provide the best support they can for someone they love, for someone they're close to, they cannot risk of becoming unwell themselves. Plus, no one should have to suffer on what is meant to be, let's say, a cherished and important part of life, caring for someone. It shouldn't really be a burden, and it should not be hell, because it is part of a civilized society. Otherwise, why have a family? Why be part of a family? Why be part of a community? I do not think carers can fully avoid being isolated or being lonely. I think it is part of the role, unfortunately, which is why caring is so revered, because of the sacrifices. I'm sure others don't see it that way, but not all carers will experience the same, type of care that you could provide to someone. It really depends how unwell that person is or what their circumstances are. But moving on to something that I will describe in another audio, hence this will be, let's say, carers assessments, usually forms that are filled with the carer by a carer assessor. I think it's important carers recognize when they are becoming lonely or isolated and seek preventative steps for their own health and well-being. So if you are a carer and would like to listen to section 2 of this audio for reflection on hope, healing, and understanding, please continue with this audio, where the uplifting talk will start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome, friend. If you are new to the caring role, welcome. If you're a veteran carer like me, welcome. Or if you are a former carer, then welcome. You are among friends. We share, or will share, the journey of caring, which gives us a shared sense of purpose, a shared sense of belonging, identity, more than a state of being. I want to point out that there are times I myself was sitting up at night listening and experiencing to how unwell my cared for was, struggling with their mental health. There was no one I could speak to, no one to understand how it feels. Frustrated and denied by struggling mental health services, I experienced the isolation. I experienced the stigma as friends and some neighbors avoided me. Some thought it was funny. Look at him looking after that mad case. Or why don't you get a job? When I'm working hard enough as it is already and just getting by. Have you been there? Wondering where the cared for's friends are. Wondering where your friends are. Wondering why people are avoiding you. Well, us carers have been there or are going through this right now, which is a shame because I know someone out there, someone who is not able to listen to this audio, is contemplating why society treats them that way. Because carers like us can suffer this way, we all share that common challenge. You know, what I'm trying to say is, you are not alone. At least not suffering alone. I want you to know, it need not be that way. And it is important to get that much needed support, especially getting yourself that carer's assessment. It's not easy as carers feel that nothing comes from them anyway, but at least your struggles will be recorded. The more assessments that can be done out in the community shows to the Health and Wellbeing Board in the UK that carers in the community need that support. So why is it that civilization can lead to us being isolated, cut off? My rant is this. They say everyone will care for someone someday. But I don't fully believe that. I think the way the world is some people just don't care. Not everyone is like you. Or not everyone is like me, or like us. Yes, we all will need to be cared for one day, no doubt about that, as we all will grow older or develop an illness. And God forbid, it is like a shock to someone who one day finds that they will need to be cared for. So if there's anything to take away from this audio, please take that. Do not let the world of caring be a shock to you. And I don't think it is. However, because we are caring, it is hard to find others that will care for us. So now, I'm asking something from you, as many others will ask of you. I want you to try and care for yourself. You deserve it. It is your right, and you do not deserve to be treated that way. Please take care of yourself, as you are so much in need to care for that someone else, that special someone. And that person will appreciate it, and I will appreciate it. Thank you for listening, my friend and fellow carer. I hope my audios can shed a light in what can be a difficult path for anyone to take. Please spread word so other unpaid carers do not have to be lonely. See you next time for the subject of dealing with difficult times. See you later, friend.